This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish spacious Bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Want a $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Rose free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Roe. Go to roe.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Roe membership fee. Deductible costs may apply and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to roe.co/safety, Rx only.
Talk Sports After Hours with Tommy Lugauer, 7 to midnight. WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Lauren Robinson, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the fan, WFAN.
Welcome to the program. I'm Lori Rubinson, talking sports, having fun with you here on the fan at 888-808-1019. That's 888-808-1019. That's the phone number. Go ahead and use it. You can also hit me up on Twitter, on X, at L Rubinson WFAN. And I will read out some of those comments. If you are a Yankee fan who wants to talk about the Yankees, look, season overall, of course, so far, big picture, it's hard to say it's a disappointment when you're sitting there right in playoff position, season in front of you. But on the other hand, the Yankees are 3-7 in their last 10. The Yankees have lost 3 in a row. The Yankees are in danger of a 4-game sweep. And against the Red Sox, that's just always going to be brutal. So Sunday Night Baseball, Yankees, Red Sox, they need Carlos Rodon to step up versus Sonny Gray. So we're going to get into that. We're going to talk about it. And I have a couple of games to play with you over the course of this program. We've got an hour and 40 minutes until the Yankees pregame, and then I will be back. That's the good news. After the Yankee game. So we got a little split show, sort of a Steve Summers-style split show tonight. So, Mets fans, your game just went final. If you are a beleaguered, and really, I mean, look, is there any other kind? If you are a Mets fan who is wants to talk about the game today that just went final, Mets losing 5-4 to the Phillies, they fought back to make this a game. Kodai Senga left in to give up the 2-run home run to Kyle Schwarber. You want to talk about that? Obviously, 888-808-1019. And for Mets fans, right away, we can talk about the new manager, Andy Green. Carlos Mendoza fired. And by the way, if you haven't seen it on social media, Mets owner Steve Cohen indicating that he will be speaking soon. Speaking soon. So he's going to be talking to the public, talking to the media Mets fans soon. about the debacle of a season, the firing of Carlos Mendoza, and the state of this franchise. So one question for Mets fans, here's an easy one, and Yankee fans, baseball fans, sports fans, what could Steve Cohen possibly say at this point? What do you want to hear from him? What question would you ask him? And what could he possibly say, given the situation the franchise is in? If you were giving him advice, what should he say? 888-808-1019. For Yankee fans, so here's my over... We're going to do two things. We're going to have a little fun later, courtesy of Aaron Boone. And I'll do this in a little while. We'll play a game called Believe It or Not, inspired by Aaron Boone. But we'll hold on that for now, and we will start with, for Yankee fans, because I don't want to be, you know, I look at this big picture, and you say, you can't come on here and just be Pollyanna, everything's great in Yankee land, when you just lost three games in a row to the Red Sox, who were, you know, previously very stinky, and the Yankees just lost three games in a row to them. I can't come on here and be sunshines and bouquets and flowers and tell you everything's great on the one hand. On the other hand, it is hard when you're half a game out of first place and the American League is absolutely a dumpster fire and the Yankees at the moment are without Aaron Judge, without Max Fried, without, they're without Grisham, they're without Stanton. And that when you look at that and say, you look at this team, that this is still a really good baseball team that has holes that Brian Cashman will need to fix. Catcher, of course, being one obvious one, bullpen help being another one. But you look at this Yankees team, and it is a good baseball team in a bad American League. So it's hard to get completely devastated, except for the fact that losing three in a row to the Red Sox, obviously, for a Yankee fan with a potential to have a four-game sweep, it is awful. You know, you can't sugarcoat that. So for Yankee fans, here's what we're going to do. Because it's hard to say it's all awful, but it's hard to say it's all great. So I'm going to ask you to do this, Yankee fans. Let's play, let's go through an exercise called One Good Thing, One Bad Thing. I want you to call in, and if you want to make a negative point about the Yankees, you want to call in, you want to crush Aaron Boone for something, you want to crush Brian Cashman and criticize Cashman for something, that's fine. You want to be disappointed in Gerrit Cole and the way he pitched and the way he's looked in his last five starts. That's okay. Yeah, you know, even Ben Rice, who had obviously been off to an MVP-like start to the season and has been in a rut. There's no other way to say it since he does not have the coverage of Aaron Judge in the lineup, Ben Rice is in a slump. Ben Rice is not hitting like an MVP candidate. Ben Rice, since Aaron Judge has not been in the lineup, has been below average. But hit or slump, these things happen. So, you want to talk about that? You want to criticize? You want to say a bad thing about the Yankees? That's okay. That's what we're here for. But because you're also talking about a baseball team that does have a 48-34 record, that even with a three-game losing streak, that even with going 3-7 in their last 10, that even without a bunch of key pieces on this Yankee team that are out and injured, is still sitting around a half game behind the pesky Tampa Bay Rays, and that's a half game back of the best record in the entire American League. So I'm saying to you, complain, go ahead. There's the phone number, 888-808-1019. But if you are a Yankee fan complaining, then my advice, my request, my instructions to you is that a little exercise called one good thing, one bad thing. And we're going to try that. All right. As for Mets fans, you're welcome to call in with a good thing if you can find it. And there are some. Look, I'm not going to be, an ass about this. Obviously, the young players on a day when A.J. Ewing hit a home run, there are positives. I will tell you, Mets fans, big picture already, for all the people who have been calling this station up in arms over the firing of Carlos Mendoza, whether you want to say it's a message sent to the players, and I know they just lost 2 out of 3 to the Phillies, but if you can't see that this baseball team, this Mets team, actually looks better, and you want to tell me, Lindor's back. Well, Lindor didn't play today. They played a competitive ball game. They lost 5-4. They didn't boot the ball all over the place. They didn't look awful. They were competitive. We've seen the Mets look like an absolutely unfocused, tight, pressing, uncompetitive, lifeless ball club. We've seen that this season. Ultimately, that's what got Carlos Mendoza fired. And for all of you who said, don't blame him. Blame the president of baseball operations, David Stearns. Sure, of course, blame Stearns too. But to sit there and think you can't do anything because Stearns is more at fault, what do your eyes tell you, both in terms of the way the team is playing the last 3 games? And we'll see. Maybe they will play like garbage. Maybe they will, lose 10-0. Maybe they will dig themselves a big hole and not be able to pull their way out. Maybe all those things will happen. Maybe they'll boot the ball all over the place, playing out of position, and we'll see errors all over the place in the next 10, 20 games. Maybe. I don't know. But already, if you listen to Andy Green as a manager, he sounds... You're hearing things from him, messages that he's telling the players that already sound like an improvement. And that doesn't mean that Carlos Mendoza is either not smart. Of course he's smart. He's a good baseball man. He is smart. He knows what he's doing. I'm not saying he's awful. I hope Carlos Mendoza gets a second chance as a manager someday and succeeds. But managing in New York and managing for the Mets is a challenge. There is added pressure. There are learning curves. And when stress and problems hit, a season like this one, you could tell Mendy was more and more at a loss of not knowing what to do and how to fix this thing with this very flawed ball club. And that the players then were pressing and trying to help their manager keep his job, and things getting more and more kind of stressed out. And already they seem to be a more relaxed baseball club. They just do. And I'll tell you one thing that jumped out to me with the new manager, Andy Green, one of his first press conferences. And this is after A.J. Ewing, who already is showing us, Ewing is a terrific young player. And Ewing hit a home run today, big situation, runner on, 2-run homer, and off Shugart, it was lefty-lefty. Impressive there for a young player. So really impressive young player in A.J. Ewing. But against Zach Wheeler, A.J. Ewing got on base, and he got himself picked off twice. Caught stealing, picked off. Obvious mistakes. And after the game, Andy Green was asked about it. And instead of giving us the answer of, well, I appreciate his being aggressive, or that's just a young player, or, oh, I have to go back and watch it to understand what happened there, or, you know, all the other sort of coach speak, whatever, manager speak answers, that non-answers, nothingness that we're used to getting, and no offense to, you know, Mendoza, those are the things you usually get, whatever. Andy Green, as somebody who's been working in the Mets player development role and knows these young players pretty well, as a former coach, as a former manager, when asked about it, immediately said that something A.J. Ewing has to understand is that he has to have the confidence to trust his speed. And that those were situations where he was trying to get an extra step, trying to leave a little early to get that extra step, and that he doesn't need to do that. That he has to, that he has enough speed to steal those bases. And he should be going, not going, you know, before first movement, going on first movement. And that he was cheating and going a little early, and that got him caught. And he needs to have the confidence in his own speed. And it was a well-thought-out, interesting answer with a teachable moment built right in without any time to think about it, prepare. It wasn't overnight. It wasn't this or that. It was immediate. And you just saw this. So a lot to like. Now, flip side of that, because for Mets fans, we're not going to say, hey, is everything great? I have a question for you for today's game. If Andy Green is trying to win ball games and build the confidence of Kodai Senga, did he leave him in the game too long? Left him in, first two innings went great. And then in the third inning, lets him face the meat of the lineup, the heart of the lineup, including facing Kyle Schwarber. And with a two-strike count, made a bad pitch. Schwarber hits mistakes, parked it over the wall. And suddenly the Mets, who had come all the way back.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas, to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Instead of the Mets having, you know, being ahead with a chance with their bullpen to protect a lead, being up 4-3, the Mets are suddenly back down again 5-4, and that's how the game ends. Did he leave him in too long? That's a question for you. And second question, we'll see. He'll probably answer this in the post game, but obviously they were staying away from Lindor today. They were staying away from Francisco Lindor today, giving him an off day, coming back from a prolonged time on the injured list. And they wanted to give Lindor a full off day, get him off his feet, playing the long haul, all of that. Like, I get it. But here we are. We get to the eighth inning of this game. And now the Mets are in a hole after the seventh. Senga gives up that two-run home run. Mets are now down 5-4. And they get into a bases-loaded situation, only one out, and young Ronnie Mauricio comes up to the plate. Nobody else left on the bench because Andy Green was using all of his, you know, parts and playing this game and trying to keep the team in it, and he had already used A.J. Ewing as a pinch hitter, and he had the pinch hit home run. All of that had been working, but here we are. It's the eighth inning. There's one out. There are bases loaded. There's a pitcher who has walked the bases loaded and is struggling here, and now you've got Ronnie Mauricio coming up to bat there. Would that have been a situation to pinch hit Francisco Lindor? And I understand that means Lindor would have had to have come into the game and played, obviously been in the field for the ninth inning. And, you know, if the game had gone to extra innings, would have had to have done that. Like, you would be playing your last card there and Lindor would have to play. And it's supposed to be an off day. So those are my two questions. Would you have pinch hit with Lindor? If yes or no, why? In that spot. And would you have pulled Senga sooner? I recognize that the Mets bullpen, they had been using it a lot. Today was essentially, it was a bullpen game. And so the Mets, you know, using, they had used Myers. And by using Senga and leaving him in and letting him stretch out and be the long man in this game, he ends up giving them five innings, only giving up the two runs. That's not terrible. Five innings, two runs, and you take what's supposed to be a bullpen game. And with a long man in Senga, you save your bullpen. But, oh, by the way, you end up losing 5-4. And that could be fine if we were sitting here in the middle of the season and the New York Mets were three games out of the last wild card, four games out of the last wild card, something like that. Well, then maybe you don't have the same sense of urgency. But the Mets are now 9.5 games out of that last wild card. And when you're 9.5 out of that last wild card, maybe a little more sense of urgency. 888-808-1019. Let's take the first one before we grab a break. We got back-to-back in the Lou family, which is nice. Lou, Louie, John, Mario, and Richie, all with calls. Let's see if the board here is going to work for me. Yeah, it is. Lou in Astoria. Hey, Lou, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Larry. Listen, I got a problem with the Mets organization. Mendoza was not his fault that his best two player and everybody that this guy brought in, David Stern, you know, they got hurt. They starting pitches stunk. They never did anything good for the man. Okay, but my problem is forget about that. Okay, because you know the manager's always going to take the loss for that. But you know what? If you remember, when David Stern started to planning to come to New York, his 7-year manager with Milwaukee Brew, I believe, was Craig Council.
Yep.
Okay? So when he spoke to Craig Council to bring him to New York, Craig Council told him, listen, thank you for all this, for the service and for having me as a manager, but I really don't appreciate all the analytics. I want to be my own manager once in a while.
Is that what he said? By the way, were you there? Was that the conversation?
Well, you can Google it. That's not.
I understand. No, I understand. Craig Council didn't come, but I don't remember. It's fascinating, Lou, that you were there and you know what he said in that conversation.
But let me tell you about what's wrong with the Mets.
I think what happened is that he decided to stay.
He went to Chicago.
Well, first he wanted to stay in Milwaukee, and then he went to Chicago. But part of that was that he wanted to be closer to his family. He's actually from, you can look it up, but Craig Counsell is actually from Wisconsin, like from Wisconsin. So absolutely loved being there. And then, yeah, it came down to leaving there and a financial decision. And, yeah, wanted to go to the Cubs. You can look, did he want to stay with David Stearns? Was it not perfect with David Stearns? Did he want to maybe leave David Stearns? Absolutely. That may have been part of it. Did he feel that David Stearns was a little too analytically driven? Maybe. But if you don't think that the Milwaukee Brewers were analytically driven as an organization and their current GM, Matt Arnold, you're nuts. If you don't think the Chicago Cubs as an organization are analytically driven, you're nuts. We're going to get to this later on in the show, just because I'm sure some of you have seen this out there. Comments, social media, you know, it's all over there. You can Google it. But do we have that Jaylen Brown quote? Do we have that? Alex, do we have the Jaylen Brown quote? Alex, Earth to Alex. Alex, do we have the Jaylen Brown quote? We do. Can you play that, please?
There's mixed feelings about him when you talk to teams. The analytics of Jaylen Brown is not good. I'm more of an eye test guy. There are some people out there that look at that a little bit more deeper than what the eye test says. I had one, not an executive, but an analytics guy saying, well, yeah, we view him as like the seventh best player on a team. I was like, holy crap.
Oh my God.
So that's what's trending out there. The reason I say it is because my last caller, Lou, is about to blame and say the problem with David Stearns is, and that Craig Counsell didn't want to come here to be with the Mets because Stearns was too much of an analytics guy. At this point, every franchise in baseball is an analytically driven team. Get over it. That's the way of the world. Analytics is data. Analytics is information. Analytics helps human beings make better decisions. Human beings then should use their own judgment combined with analytics to make good decisions. But some of David Stearns' worst decisions, by the way, that's not blaming analytics. When David Stearns panics and signs Frankie Montas last year, because he's like, I don't know, worried about getting left out of starting pitching, and he panics and signs Frankie Montas to a two-year, $34 million contract that is so much more than anybody else would have paid Frankie Montas last year. Like, that's a bad decision. That's a panic move by David Stearns. You want to have a problem with David Stearns in that decision, go right ahead. Pile on him for it. Bad decision, but don't blame analytics. And that quote from Jaylen Brown, about Jaylen Brown, people are now, all over social media, you're seeing it, people are now blaming analytics as a whole because one moron said in an off-the-record conversation to somebody he's friendly with that he thought Jaylen Brown, a former NBA Finals MVP who was an all-NBA player, is the seventh best player on a team. It's an absurd statement. And my guess, educated guess here, is that the person who made that statement is actually probably that person doesn't believe it. They were probably trying to exaggerate and make a point, and they said something stupid. They're probably not a moron. They probably just said something stupid to somebody in passing, to Bobby Marks in passing, and now it's all over the internet, and that person probably feels like a complete schmuck, which they should for a comment like that. But what's the response then from fans, NBA fans, sports fans? Blame analytics. So that means every person who works in analytics across all sports and all data and all information is evil, is bad. Blame analytics. Analytics is wrong. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Roll out.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a My Lowe's Rewards or a My Lowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.